Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Hey guys, how you guys doing? It's Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are tonight. Tonight's going to be just a little different. I'm not going to really have a special guest tonight. I'm just going to talk to you guys for a little bit. I'm saying a little bit, just a little bit tonight. But I've got to say this. I'm encouraged. I hope you guys are encouraged. I'm just trying to embrace this new season that I'm in and just really, really stay focused on the things that I'm supposed to stay focused on. Tonight, I want to talk a little bit about moving beyond, moving past, and then moving forward. Moving beyond, moving past, and moving forward. Now, hopefully, the decision that we're making that goes along with what I was talking about on Tuesday night, hopefully, the decision that we're making, we're either moving forward or we're moving beyond where we are. You know, I'm going to tell you this. Reconciling beyond your past can be a daunting and hard task to do. But you must, in order to move to the next level forward, you know, move forward. You know, we've got to move forward. We've got to think like that. We have to have that in mind. With things that we're desiring to do, with our goals, we have to think in mind, you know, we've got to move forward. The key is not allowing fear to keep us from moving forward in the things that God has called us to do. You know, so I'm unsure about what you're dealing with in your life, but one of the things I can say for myself is that moving past and moving forward. See, no matter how hard you try, you will never be able to go back to that moment and change anything. So I was saying this, no matter how hard you try, you will never be able to go back to that moment, whatever that moment was. Okay, you're saying I lost connection, but I don't know how that happened, but you know, tonight I'm talking about again moving beyond, moving past, and moving forward. Again, I'm gonna read this. Reconciling beyond your past can be a daunting and hard task to do, but you must, in order to move to the next level forward. Keyword forward. How do you move forward? And then how do you know if you're not moving forward? You know, are you saying that you want change, but you're not willing to change? Are you saying that you want change, but you're not willing to embrace the new things that God wants you to do? You know, so in order for us to experience change in our lives, we have to be willing to do something we've never done. You know, it's like someone complaining about how bad their job is, but they never do anything to change that. You know, and sometimes, guys, we've got to get to that point where we're saying, you know, if there are some things that we want to change, saying, oh, God changes, well, what can you do? What can you do in the power that God has given you to make the necessary changes? How you doing? How you doing there, Kathy? How you doing? Now, I don't have a special guest tonight. Who knows? I might bring Kathy on here. Ah, get ready, Kathy. Good evening, Kathy. How you doing, Kathy? How you doing tonight? Hope you're doing well. Bring Kathy on here tonight. I'm just putting you on the spot, Kathy. I might put you on the spot tonight. But tonight, I'm talking about this. Tonight's message, moving beyond. Hey, how you doing, Ms. Harris? move beyond, moving past, moving forward. So tonight's topic, I'm going to write this, type this thing down. Are you guys doing well? I hope you guys are doing well tonight. You want me to bring you on, Ms. Harris? You want me to bring you on here? Move beyond. I have some guest co-hosts tonight. I have some co-hosts on here with me tonight. You know, but guys, the whole thing, like, well, sometimes on Thursdays, sometimes it's me talking, sometimes it's having special guests. But, you know, sometimes people's plans and their things change. So I'm basically, guys, right now, just typing for you guys what we're talking about tonight. All right. Okay. That's what we're talking about tonight. Moving beyond, moving past, moving forward. You know, since you guys are on here, I'm going to say it again. It's the third time we're saying it. Reconciling beyond your past can be a daunting and hard task. Do you believe that? But you must, in order to move forward to the next level, forward. No matter how hard you try, you will never be able to go back to that moment and change anything. So if there are things in your life that you wish that you could change, no matter how much you would like to change, you know, there's some things you just cannot change. You cannot go back to change it. You know, I'm telling Terrell, Dr. T, that we're having a show tonight. He's like, no show? Yes, we're having a show. So my first point tonight is this: own up to the things you've done. Sometimes in order to move forward, you have to, if there are like grievances and things you have to correct, things that you've done, so sometimes you have to go back, to that thing. You have to go then and fix whatever needs to be fixed. Sometimes you have to make amends, you know, but I want to tell you that when you're doing that stuff, when you're owning up to things you've done that you need to get right with God before you can move forward. But the reason why I say this is because sometimes we allow our mistakes to hold us from moving forward in the things of God, because we feel like, you know, we got to be perfect and I've done this. You know, the enemy is beating us up. We're beating our own selves up. And sometimes in order to move to the next level, you just got to be willing to say, Lord, Lord, I messed up in this area. I need your help. You know, I've done this. I didn't treat this person correctly. I withheld money on this. And you guys got to do that. You got to get things right sometimes before you can move forward. But this is between you and God. No man has a grave to put you in. I've already said that before. No man has a grave to put you in. Only God. You know, so sometimes, guys, you know, it's not about going around telling everybody else. It's about getting a thing right with God. Now, if God leads you to do whatever it is that he's led you to do or is leading you to do, then go ahead and do it. And then work through your emotions. One of the things I was talking about, and I was talking with a friend about owning up to your emotions, owning up to where you are. If you're tired, you're tired. If you don't feel like it, you just don't feel like it. You know, oh, okay, yeah. You know, hold on, guys. Just go to my page. If someone's trying to come on, it's like, you know, okay. Oh, okay. I got you. Just so someone's trying to come on. You know, hey, Trina, how you doing? Please pick on here. Someone's trying to come on. I didn't put the link like I normally would. I didn't put it on tonight. You're like, hey, Trina, what's going on? All right, okay. Here I am, guys. Sorry about that. I didn't do the link like I normally would do tonight. So some people, like, I don't know which way you guys come on to the show on a weekly basis. I just did just a little differently tonight. Okay. Okay. All right. Sorry, guys. So I'm talking about moving beyond. What's going on, Trina? We're talking about moving on. Moving beyond, moving past, and moving forward. What's going on, Angel? And, you know, the thing about it is this. Sometimes we get stuck on that whole thing, moving beyond. Sometimes we get stuck on moving past. Sometimes we get stuck on moving forward. That's what I want to talk about it this tonight. Hopefully this will encourage someone. I know I've been talking, jambling a little bit because someone's trying to come on, and they're not, I guess, not seeing the link that I would normally put up. But my first point tonight was, like, own up to the things you've done. Sometimes before you can even move forward, you got to be honest with yourself, be honest with God about your struggles, be honest, you know, because sometimes we allow the things we've done to keep us from moving forward. You know, and listen, then it's very, very important that you do this also. It's very, very important that you take back your power. It's very, very important that you take back your power. What are you saying? What do you mean? Like, don't ever let anyone feel as if they have something on or over you. You take back your power. See, sometimes we fall into some things because we don't take back our power. We don't take back our power. You know, people do a lot of things. People do some crazy things, right? But this whole thing about moving beyond, moving forward, you take back your power. The enemy is telling you X, Y, Z. You know, greater is he who lives within me than he who lives within the world. He's trying to say you can't make it. When he's trying to say, well, you've done this. You know, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself not to make excuses. It's about understanding that the only one who has a heaven and hell to put you in is God. Sometimes we allow people power and we're over us. And even when you're angry with somebody and they're living their lives and you're angry, hey, Dr. Terrell. I'm glad you can make it, Dr. Terrell. Even when people are upset and things like that, and I'm going to get this person back, or, you know, listen, no one has, you know, take back your power. Don't be upset about someone else. You know, don't be upset about someone else or something else that you cannot get any sleep. Take back your power. That's coming so important, this whole concept of moving beyond, moving past, and moving forward, that you ask the Lord, give me a clean slate to deal with the things that I'm dealing with the things that I'm facing, because I need a clean slate. So sometimes before you can really, really move forward, sometimes you got to be willing to say, look at where you are, look at what you've been, deal with your fears, and say, you know what, I'm taking back my power. Greater is he who lives within me than he lives in the world. Affirmation, you affirm yourself in the Lord. Speak the word of God. Speak positive things over your life, because moving beyond, moving past, and moving forward is so important if you want to go to the next level. Sorry about that. Listeners, and then forgive yourself and others and move on. See, sometimes when we go through that whole self-reflective stage and Lord, when I was 16, I did this. And the other day, Lord, I said this, I cursed somebody out, I did this. And my thoughts, Lord, you know, when we stay there, and then as I say, the violin section comes on. The violin section is coming behind you, and they're playing the stringed instruments. And you go to this, woe is me. You know, listen, forgive yourself. Jesus already paid the price. He paid it all. You know, he's washed white as snow. So, you know, listen to this. So we're holding on to things, and God's like, okay, you're still on that. And you're like, I got this person right here. They can't even move beyond this to walk in the victory that God's given them because they're having a self-pity party. You know, forgive yourself, forgive others, and move on. And when you forgive yourself, when you've forgiven others, I'm talking about first of all, talk about forgiving yourself. When you forgive yourself, understanding that no man is perfect. You forgive yourself, understanding that sometimes you're going to make mistakes. Sometimes you're going to make bad decisions. But you forgive yourself, allow yourself to learn from that, and then move on. Don't start just getting that whole thing. You're kicking yourself down. You'll never make it. That's when the enemy comes in. You know, you'll never make it, all these different things. Forgive yourself. Forgiving yourself is so important. You release yourself to understand, look, you're not perfect. No matter how much you try to be perfect, you're not perfect. But guess what? You can do better. You know, we're just saying that saying, how does that saying go? When you know better, you do better, right? At least you should. Forgive yourself. Learn from the mistake. And move on. It's about forgiving others. forgiving others, not for them. It's not like you're letting them off the hook. You know, I'm not going to forgive them. I'm not letting them off the hook. While they're living their lives, you're staying in this cage. While you're so upset, how can you get back at them? What can you do to really, really get back at them? You stay in this spot. You can't move beyond. You can't move past that. You can't move forward because there's so much unforgiveness. Hey, how you doing, Mom? That's my queen right there. That's my queen. Hey, Mom, how you doing? I love her. I love her. I love her. You know, I'm just joking with her, y'all. So this whole thing about forgiving others, you know, to forgive others for yourself, that means that no matter what you do, you've done some great, crazy things, but I'm going to release my anger towards you. I'm going to release those things I was feeling so I can move on. But sometimes what happens, guys, is that we get to a spot. This thing is bothering me. I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm feeling better. Okay, I'm feeling good. All right. So that thing was bothering me. So you forgive others, right? It's not about releasing them from what they've done. They know what they've done. You know what they've done. But it's about saying, okay, what you've done is not going to keep me from moving forward. What you've done is not going to keep me from making my plans. You might have made me upset. You might have made me disappointed, but I'm not going to stop doing what I feel like God has called me to do. I cannot stop right here. I can't give up now. You know, how you doing, Miss Annie? What's going on, Miss Annie? You know, and I'm telling you this, guys, tonight. So tonight's message, moving beyond, moving past, moving forward. First point, own up to the things you've done. And part of the thing I was saying, forgiving others, right? Because see, forgiving others, forgiving yourself, forgiving others, and moving on. Again, forgiving yourself is important. It releases you from condemnation, from allowing yourself to move on. And then you forgive others, not pardoning them for what they've done. Well, you know, say, look, you know, forgive them. And forgive them and move on. In other words, I personally believe this. What you put out comes back. So if you mistreat me, guess what? You know, what the scripture says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. You know, listen to this. The energy you put out, I believe it comes back. What you put out to the universe, it comes back to you. It might not be in the same form. So if you mistreat me, guess what? It's going to happen to you. That's my personal belief. That's what I believe. So if you forgive others, you're really, really saying, you know what? I don't have a heaven or hell to put that person in. Lord, I pray that you'll work through that person. I pray, Lord, for that person. They've done me wrong. I'm going to put that in your hands, but I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm releasing them and saying, you know what? I might be angry, but Lord, help me to let go so I can move beyond, move past, and move forward. Yeah. Yeah. Miss Annie says, so true. Just watch it. Yeah. Just watch it. Yeah, Miss Annie. See, when you don't forgive, you cannot be forgiven by God. That's another thing. You know, when you don't forgive, you cannot be forgiven by God. Because, see, we want God to forgive us. But sometimes we turn around and we don't want to forgive people. It's like that story in the Bible where the person owes the person money. He begs, please, Lord, please, please, Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please give me some time to pay you back. And the master says, okay, I'm going to give you time. So you go, that man goes out. He said, oh, this person, you owe me money. You won't give me my money back. And I forgot the story, but he gets beaten up or something like that. He's like, no, you're going to pay me back my money today, or I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And then someone sees that. They go back and tell the master, the one you forgave, he didn't forgive this other person. You know, so key is this. You forgive so that you will be forgiven by God. But how can we expect to be forgiven by God if we don't forgive people? Now, so, you know, we have a saying that, you know, God doesn't call you to be a fool now. You know, you keep on doing the exact same thing, and fancy doing the exact same thing over and over and expecting a different result. When people show you who they are, that's who they are, and you govern yourself accordingly. But that whole thing about forgiving, you forgive because God has forgiven you. You don't allow that to keep you for bitterness to come, that bitterness. And then you can't move forward because you have that bitterness. This person did that to me. And sometimes people hold on to things for years. How come they can't move forward in life because they're holding on to things so long, not unwilling to let it go? Kathy says, it's good people don't change for the worse because people mistreat good people. They don't realize we know what it means to be still and know that I am God. I'm going to read that again. Good people don't change for the worse because people mistreat good people. They don't realize we know what it means to be still and know that I am God. That's right. And then when that stuff happens, don't become bitter and allow those things to change you. So it's so important to, when you forget, to forgive others. Forgive yourself, forgive others, and move on. Stay focused so you can move beyond, move past, and move forward. Don't allow, thank you for that point, Kathy. Yeah. Listen, you know, don't stop being good. Don't stop doing the good that God's called you to do. Don't stop it. Continue to be who you are. But I say learn the lesson. Learn the lesson. Second point, live your life. One of the things I'm learning about right now is live the importance of living life. You know, the importance of living life. Living life, the importance. Listen, guys, people are leaving here. And I have my own anxieties, you know, with people leaving here the way they've left this past year or so. And God has speak to my heart, say, look, I have a plan for you. I have a purpose for you. So don't give up. Don't give in. God has speak that thing to my life. So moving beyond, moving past, moving forward, live your life. Live your life with Jill Scott as good, like it's golden, right? Live life because, listen, this is a blessing. This life you have is a blessing. Embrace the experiences that you're experiencing and then ask yourself, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to respond? How do you want me to live? See, these are your experiences. What you are experiencing is these things account for your experiences. You experience what you experience. Guess what? I'm going to experience what I'm going to experience. And hopefully, as we're going through, remember I told you guys that behind every decision is a door. Behind every door is a path. And that path leads you to a destination. You know, that's what I talk about on Tuesday night. Live your life. These are your experiences. Your experiences equal your life. Your life is a culmination of the experiences that you experience. And then you have to ask yourself, what am I supposed to learn from these experiences? Dare to believe and dare to dream. In living your life, dare to believe and dare to dream. Become future focused. Dare to believe. I double dare you. I double dog dare you to believe. I double dog dare you to actually say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to believe what you said in your word. I'm going to do what you've called me to do, and I'm going to do it in faith. I'm going to take this walk and live this walk day by day. I'm going to dare to believe that your word is true. I'm going to dare to believe that what I reap, I will sow. I will give thanks with a grateful heart. I will write down the vision and make it plain. I will write it down so I can have something that can hold me accountable. I'm going to write it down. Dare to dream. Sometimes, guys, we cannot move beyond and move past and move forward because we don't give ourselves the opportunity to give God the opportunity. Give God the opportunity to work. See, we want everything fast. This is microwave society. We want everything fast. I want to have it today. I want to have it like Burger King. I want to have it my way. I want it today. You know, instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. You know, I think about Joseph. You know, remember the coat of many colors. You know, he had this thing, but his brothers were jealous. Can you imagine this what God has shown him in his visions, and end up being, you know, running from Potiphar's wife. You know, he was true, honest, locked up. People probably were wondering, did he do this? Did he not do this? He went through all that, which some people say, I would have given up on God. He went through all that, but he still believed. He still dreamed. He had that vision, but he said, I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to trust you. He trusted him, and it took some time. In other words, guys, it's going to take some time, but for God to do what he's going to do sometimes. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways, right? So tonight, for those coming on, we're talking about moving beyond, moving past and moving forward. First point, own up to things you've done. Second point, what's up, Oscar? Live your life. Dare to believe and to dream. How many of you guys are willing to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. What you've called and placed in my heart to do, I'm going to do this thing, and I'm going to trust you. I got HME on here. What's going on, Ethel? You know, and so tonight we're talking about moving beyond, moving past, moving forward. Own up to things you've done. Live your life. But the important thing, I want to backtrack to say this. Again, forgive yourself, forgive others, and move on and do what God has called you to do so you can live your life. Dare to believe and to dream. Become future focused. Sometimes we have to say, you know what, Lord, you know, my place might not be the best place, but I'm going to dare to believe that you have something better for me than where I'm at right now. And even where I am this moment, I'm going to embrace this moment, and I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. Hey, love you. Love you, Ethel. I'm going to say, bless you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I'm going to dare and believe, regardless of what I'm seeing. You might be seeing cockroaches and rats running around the place. But guess what? Believe that God has something better for you. In other words, I'm talking about God's moving beyond, moving past, moving forward. If you can get your mind to see it, if you can see it, I believe it will manifest. But you got to believe it, and then you got to see it in your heart and believe, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust that you will open up the doors that need to be opened. Then this another point. Break unhealthy cycles and replace with healthy ones. Relationships, thought patterns. Relationships, thought patterns. Break unhealthy cycles and replace with healthy ones. It's amazing when some of my friends come through here and I think about some of the things that were spoken to me. Ethel told me one day we were on tour, and says, I'm not even going to go there, but I'm going to say this. She said something to me, and it was probably about probably 13 years ago, as far as the statement that rang true for me, and as far as breaking the healthy cycles, as far as like trying to help, trying to please everyone. I don't know the purpose of everything or what's right, what's wrong, but what's unhealthy is basically, I'm paraphrasing, what's unhealthy is trying to please everyone. You know, listen, guys, live your life. You're not going to be able to please everyone, but Ethel shared that with me, and I've held on to that. I have that thing, my bag, my Christmas gift with that thing hanging on my wall in something that were an encasement. You know, because this whole thing about moving beyond, moving past, and moving forward, in my heart, one of those unhealthy things was always trying to please everyone. Guess what? That's the wrong way to live. That's the wrong way to live. So in living your life, guys, break unhealthy cycles and replace with healthy ones. Sometimes it's healthy to learn to tell people no. Sometimes it's unhealthy to tell people, I want to help you, but that's taking me away in a different direction from where I'm supposed to go right now. Because I do believe this. There's a season for everything under the sun, as it says in Ecclesiastes. And I'm just sharing that to say, that Ethel shared that with me. She came on. I'm just saying that, how that touched my life, how she blessed my life with that. So listen, this whole thing about living your life, break unhealthy cycles. Think about those areas in your life that you need to change, whether it's that stinky thinking. You know, I will never be able to move forward. I will never be able to do this. I'm stuck right here. This is my life. This is my reality. It doesn't have to be your reality. It does not have to be where you're going to end up. Remember, embrace where you are at this moment. If you're angry, embrace that you're angry. If you're sad, embrace that you're sad. And then say, Lord, please help me so that I won't. And then do things that are going to help you feel better. And then you break those unhealthy thought patterns and replace those unhealthy cycles with healthy cycles. You know, instead of putting yourself down, encourage yourself. No, greater is he who lives in me than he who lives in the world. You know, I believe that Jesus Christ died for me. So if he died for me, he gave his life for me, then there's better that he has in store for me. He loves me so much. So let me begin to love myself. Let me begin to break some unhealthy habits. Let me stop having toxic people around. It's like praying, Lord, I'm getting tired of toxicity in my life. But then we're always open up the door for toxic people. You know, break the things. What's going on? We got Ben in the house. What's going on, bro? What's going on, Ben, in the house tonight? God bless you, Brent. Ben, we've missed you. Welcome back home, you know, on Thursday night. You know, break unhealthy cycles and replace with healthy ones. You know, for myself, you know, I had to get to a point of saying, you know what? I can treat myself once in a while to some Starbucks. I can have Starbucks every day and expect to be healthy and lose weight. It's not going to happen. I had to do something different. Do something differently. Thank you, Trina. We missed you too, Ben. We missed you too. You know, and relationships, guys, those toxic relationships, for real. You know, if you have that negative vibe going on with people and they're bringing negativity to you, you know, you have to stop those things and replace it. No, you can't bring negative things. I'm not going to allow it. So it's very, very important in moving beyond, moving past, and moving forward that sometimes you have to create boundaries for people. That is unacceptable behavior. I'm sorry, I cannot accept that in my life. I can't accept that in my space. I can't accept negativity and negative people. So sometimes breaking unhealthy cycles is very, very important in living your life. Because how can you move beyond, move past, move forward if you allow negative things and negative people to dominate every area of your life? Unhealthy situations, unhealthy relationships, unhealthy thought patterns. Ms. Annie says this, some people can't see they have unhealthy cycles. All your talk don't help. What do you do or say? Okay, I'm going to read that again. Go ahead, Ms. Annie. Ms. Annie has some pepper in her, y'all. Ha! Some people can't see they have unhealthy cycles. All your talk don't help. What do you do or say? What do you do or say? Sometimes you have to let people listen. You might see it. You know, if this involves you, you know, what do you do or say? You have to show them. You have to teach people how to treat you. And if they can't get with it, then you have to ask yourself, do I want these people in my life? Are they keeping you from moving forward? You know, if they don't see that unhealthy cycles, because like you said, Ms. Andy, some people aren't going to see it, and they're not going to hear you. Sometimes you have to walk on by. You have to keep on walking. You have to keep on moving. Keep on moving. You got to keep on moving sometimes. And better yet, you have to show people and teach people how to treat you. I'm sorry you're having a bad day, but you can't talk to me like that. You know, and if they don't understand it, then you have to be willing to say, okay, this is my line right here. You know, no, I can't have this in my life for, you know, right now. I can't have this. And sometimes you have to leave people alone. And sometimes, better yet, people will understand when they see that you've closed that door and you're not giving energy to that foolishness. You know, and it's also true. It can be subjective, y'all. It can be subjective because what I might consider to be foolishness, someone else might have a higher tolerance. They might say, you know what, I'm going to work through that. But moving beyond, moving past, and moving forward, if you're experiencing some things like insanity is like doing the exact same thing over and over again. So if you have people doing the exact same thing over and over again, they might not change, but you have to allow yourself to change. It might not be about them changing. You have to be willing to say, you know what, this is enough for me. I'm trying to move beyond, move fast, move beyond, move past, and move forward. If they're not walking with me, then I'm going to keep on going. Remember we talked about that, about behind every decision is a door, behind every door is a path. And along the path, sometimes they're detours, sometimes they're U-turns, sometimes God might say yield, sometimes there might be a stop sign, there might be a stoplight. Sometimes you might go through a stoplight, go to a stop sign, and then a detour. You know, so you have to be willing to say, okay, you know what? I got to detour off this road, off this friendship, off this relationship, because this is unhealthy, and I'm trying to move beyond. I'm trying to move past, move forward. But I cannot control people. We cannot control people. We can help them, but if they are unwilling to move forward, then guess what? That is on them. But it's like, what are you going to do? You have to set some kind of boundary. Ben is saying sometimes it's better to find those things that make you happy Therefore, the people in your life won't be in your life. All right. That nice dinner, glass of wine, a nice cigar, a great movie. If those things give you peace of mind, stay with those for a while and pray for the other things that will make you happy like a man or a woman. Go ahead, man. I love that. Let me see. Here's my mic. I got to drop this. That's my mic. Drop the mic on Ben. All right. That's so true. Focus on that thing that makes you happy. Therefore, the people in your life won't be in your life. So move me on, moving past and moving forward. I love that, Ben. Find out those things that make you happy. Focus on that thing. You know, a friend of mine, I call her sister. She's like a sister. Deborah Johnson comes on sometimes. One thing she said to me that she said, I'm going to focus on those things that are good. I'm not going to focus on those things that are negative. So when you focus on those things, the Bible says, when you focus on things that are lovely, true, pure, you know, focus on those things. Put your energy toward those things and live your life. Break those unhealthy cycles. You know, put the energy into yourself and those things that you like to do. And listen to this. Above and beyond everything else, right? Put God first in everything. So this whole thing about living your life, moving beyond, moving past, moving forward, keep God first in everything that you do. So Lord, how do you want me to do this? How, Lord, you know, Holy Spirit, good morning, Holy Spirit. You know, what do you want me to do today, Lord? How can I be a blessing to people today? What do you want me to do today? You know, allow God to use you. Oh, I love that. I'm going to throw this mic at you, Kathy. The negative is none of my business. All right. You know, I say this. I have a saying, right, that I heard from one saying. Not my monkey, not my show. Not my monkey, not my show. Let me tell you this. You know, sometimes when people are doing some crazy stuff, say, not my monkey, not my show, I'm not going to put my energy toward that negative stuff. Ben says, if those people that are married, counseling is good. But if you have to go to see someone and tell you how to love the person you love, they might not be the person you should be with. Pray on it and move on. God first. All right, I hear what you're saying, Ben. I hear what you're saying. I'm going to read that again because I'm processing what he said. If those people that are married, counseling is good. But if you have to go to see someone to tell you how to love the person you love, if you had to go and tell a person how to love the person you love, they may not be the person you should be with. All right. Yeah. All right, I'm going to pray on it and move on. God first. God first. God first. Amen. Amen. You know, and that's the thing, guys, like sometimes people end up not loving themselves. And when you can't love yourself, when you can't move beyond that, whether it's self-hate or if you can't move beyond being unhappy, how can you love someone else? How can you love someone else? That's a good point. Annie says, I am talking about a person whose negative cycles appear to be destroying them as a person. You know, Miss Annie, the only thing you do is tell that person. If they can't get it, you pray for them. But sometimes you got to take a step back. Take a step back and just pray and put them in the Lord's hands. Lord, I pray that you will work in their lives because if their negative cycles are destroying them, guess what? When you become involved, it might become too much for you. It might overpower you, overwhelm you. The next thing you know, you're going through a whole bunch of things trying to save someone who's not even trying to save themselves or realize that they need to be saved. Sometimes people have to go through their process. Sometimes people have to go through their journey. You can see on the outside, but sometimes they have to walk through that process for themselves. No matter how much you might want to help them, sometimes it's best just to pray. Tell them what you got to tell them. If they don't receive it, you take a step back. Take a couple steps back. You know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's easier to see what other people are dealing with. But sometimes in order to keep your sanity, in order to make sure that you don't get off track, you just have to say, okay, Lord, I'm putting this in your hands. Not my battle. The battle is the Lord's. I'm going to pray for that person. Sometimes if you might go over your head just a little bit, you know? And this thing about moving beyond, moving past, and moving forward. First point I was saying tonight, own up to the things you've done. Second point, I've been talking about living your life. Third point I'm talking about tonight, commit yourself to God. Yourself to God. See, I believe that God's plan is future-focused, not constantly living and dwelling on your past from failures and mistakes. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Annie. Hey, what's going on, Isaac? Commit yourself to God. God's plan is future-focused. Remember Jeremiah 29:11? Y'all know I love Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Guess what? God is future-focused. No, it's not about, okay, you did this yesterday. Now, sometimes, guys, when God's told us things over and over and over, and he says, if you play, keep on playing fire, you're going to, this is going to happen. When you have those moments and those things happen, then we do reap what we sow. But God's plan is future-focused. It's not about you sitting there wallowing in self-pity. You learn the mistake and you keep on going. Not constantly dwelling on the same thing. Not constantly dwelling on the same. You can't move forward. You can't move beyond. You can't move past. You can't move forward if you put yourself in a cage and you don't allow yourself to move forward. Okay, you made a mistake at age 14. Guess what? You're 46 now. Guess what? You still might make mistakes, but you fall down, you get back up. Don't keep on falling. You know, I'm a failure at this. I failed at that. You know, but commit yourself to God and just ask the Lord, Lord, help me to see beyond my mistakes and help me move forward. You learn from the past and you move forward. You learn from the past. Not even and, but you move forward. You don't just stay there. You know, let's say somebody got pregnant. I got pregnant at 15. And I had to raise my kid until my kid graduated. Now I'm 33. You know, guess what? Life still is here. Life is still here. God's plan for you is still the same. You know, learn from your past and move forward. Learn from the past and move forward. Learn. That means, guys, when you see the things that are happening, the things that are happening in your life, and you say, okay, that reminds you of X, Y, and Z. Yeah, I learned. I've been through this. And I don't want to go through that again. You learn. So then a wise man foreseeth the evil and hath himself right, but the foolish keep on and is punished. That's a proverb. You know, listen to this, guys. God recognizes that we're human beings, right? And when you make mistakes, repent, ask forgiveness, and get back on track. You know, sometimes, guys, we, as Christians, we think, oh, we're superhuman. We're superhuman. We don't, listen, the only one who hasn't sinned was Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. God had to put on flesh, step into humanity, give his life, shed the blood, in order to have his reconciliation, because our sin kept us from really doing what he's called us to do. The sin saves us. The Holy Spirit empowers us to do God's will. God recognizes that we are human beings in this flesh. And when you make mistakes, repent, ask forgiveness, and keep on moving. You know, oh, yeah. Okay, I love this, Ben. Ben is on it. Sometimes it's God's plan, good, bad, or ugly. We need to learn from that. Don't look at it as a failure, but a teaching moment about life and direction. That's so true. That's so true, Ben. That is so, so true. You know, God can use the ugly and turn that thing around for his good. Sometimes we're going to experience ups and downs. He gives us free will, and he knows what we're going to do. But guess what? If he's called you to do X, Y, and Z, it might take you a minute. You might be going around that mountain a couple times until you get it right. I'm guessing if you're willing, he will lead you and guide you. And what you learn, you throw a failure, God can use that to touch someone else's life. To touch someone else's life. To change your life and to use that to touch someone else's life and to help them while they're going through what they're going through and experiencing. Ms. Kathy says it's the pillar of salt that God used when he told her not to look back should be how we want our past to look, blown away, gone with the wind. All right. I love that. You guys are on a roll tonight. You guys are on a roll up in here tonight. I got to drop the mic. Drop the mic. Drop the mic. You know, listeners, guys, we got to understand that all sin and falling short of the glory of God. We might try to be super Christians. I don't sin. Guess what? All of sin. And it's not just a past tense. That's a verb that means, guess what? It continuously happens. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We're not perfect. God doesn't expect us to be perfect, but he expects us to be willing. Ben, Dr. Wright, how do we know what God wants us to really do? Do we know? That's a good question, brother. You know, how do we know what God wants us to really do? You know, I say pray about it. And whatever God shows and puts in your heart, the doors he opens to speak to you, I believe God's always speaking, but we have to be willing to listen. No, so I say time, prayer. Look at those things you really enjoy. Look at those gifts. What has God given you? Listen, Ben, I've seen one of your gifts. You are a master chef, and you love your family. You know, so it's like you're a caring person. You love to care. You love to cook. You engage people. You know, so those are gifts. Not everyone can engage people like you engage people, Ben. Not everyone can engage people like you've been, like you can. So how do we know what God wants us to really do? I say really, really pray about it. Whatever God leads and places on your heart, and then look at the gifts he's giving you. Look at the gifts that he's giving you. And just then, the time I've known you, Ben, I just know you like to cook. You're engaging. You like to talk to people. You relate to people. And not everyone can talk and relate and engage people like that. That's a gift. Now, his question is, what do you want you to do with that? How does he want you to use that gift? You know, I'm going to tell you this. I love to sing. Now, I love to talk to people. I love to talk to people one-on-one. But, you know, God has even grown me and through this media thing as far as talking to other people. Hey, Monique, you know, I'm generally the type of person that would have been quiet. I wouldn't have said a word. Let me tell you, this is God right here. I would not have said a word. I would be the quietest one looking at everything that's happening. I tell you this, you know, it's about being willing and saying, Lord, okay, what gifts have you given me? And ask the Lord to show you. You know, Kat says signs and wonders helps us to know. All right, Kathy, that's true, signs and wonders. When you show God, you ask God, God will show you. God will speak to you. He will speak to your heart. He'll open up doors. He'll even bring people to say, you know what? You know, you're a great cook. You know, you can talk to people. You can talk to young people. You know how to deal with families. You know, so you think about that and say, Lord, how do I use these gifts you've given me? And then when you start using those gifts, guess what? God's going to multiply the gifts that you already have. And if you're willing to, yes, he will. Catch it. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Then you have to learn to manage them. That's one of the things my mom tells me about myself. You will learn to have to learn to manage them. When I've heard people say this, and I'm going to tell you guys this. This whole thing tonight, for those coming through, we're talking about moving beyond, moving past, and moving forward. Hey, Fanny. You know, that whole thing about when people say, you know, you have all these different things, you just focus on one. If God's giving you those gifts, manage those gifts. You know, and there are different seasons for different things. It's not going to be using every gift always at the same time, but be willing to say, Lord, I will use whatever you've given me. When God gives you those signs and wonders to help us to know, as Kathy said, then you pay attention, Lord. It's like you closed this door right here, but you've opened up this door. Lord, what are you speaking to my heart? You know, and then just be willing to allow him to help you. You know, and that whole thing when I was saying about committing yourself to God, I hope that answered your question, Ben, a little bit. The whole thing about committing yourself to God, give God 100%. You see, we put 100% into things that we really like, right? What would happen if we would take that same energy that we put into that person hasn't called me, he hasn't called me, she hasn't called me? What if we took that same energy and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to bless your name. I'm going to thank you. So when I'm having those days where depression is trying to come on me, I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for what you have blessed me. Thank you, Monique, for sharing this. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you for giving me peace.
Thank you, Lord, that it's not going to always be like this. Because my whole thing, guys, was loss and depression. I went through that. It does. Nice way to put it. Thank you, Ben. Praise God. And for myself, learning that when those depressive times come and those things like go, okay, here's an episode trying to come. Like, no, Lord, thank you for what you give me. Future focus. Thank you for who I am in Christ. Thank you for who you are in me. I'm going to give you thanks because I'm not about to allow that thing to keep me from moving forward. Tonight we're talking about moving beyond, moving past, moving forward, moving beyond our doubts, our fears, and those different things, moving past failures, disappointments, disappointing relationships and friendships, and then moving forward to doing what God has called us to do. I want to encourage you tonight. Be excited about this relationship like you are about other relationships in your life. Be excited about your relationship with God. Be excited, Lord, I'm so excited about what you have in store for me. I'm so excited about who you are, first of all. The fact that you sent your son to die on the cross for me, the fact that you've allowed me to have another breath, another moment to live, another moment to make a difference. Please help me. I'm going to be excited about this relationship. I'm going to be excited about what you're going to do. God, believe in your word. I'm believing your promises. I'm going to be excited about this relationship just as much as I'm excited about some macaroni and cheese. Come on, y'all. Some fried chicken. Okay. Some escargot. All right. Whatever it is, be excited. Be excited. And moving beyond, moving forward, I'm excited, Lord, because of Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. So I'm excited that God has a future for me, that God has hope. So when I'm going through some bad things, guess what? I'm holding on to Jeremiah 29:11, that he has plans to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give you me hope and a future. You know, so be excited. Be excited. Instead of thinking like, man, I'm going to have to give this up. No, thank you, Lord, that you have the best for me. So whether I'm in the valley, I'm giving you thanks. Whether I'm on the mountaintops, I'm going to give you thanks. No matter what, when I'm having good days, I'm going to give you thanks. And when I'm having bad days, I'm going to still say thank you, Lord. Sometimes the only thing I can do is say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You know, sometimes you just have to say Jesus, you know. Kathy says this, relationship with Christ also helps us. I feel the closer I am to him, the more eager I am to listen. That helps me be directed. Amen, Kathy. Amen. I am right there, Kathy. I am right there with you. I am right there with you. Yes, yes, yes. All right, Mom. Preacher. Yes, Monique. Ben says, yeah, hey, that's my love language. Mac and cheese, fried chicken, LOL. That's my love language too, Ben. And I cannot wait to eat with you and your wife when I come down there to visit someday. All right? But be excited about your relationship with God. Be excited. Be excited. You know, let me say this, guys. I said, Lord, you give me, I know what you called me to do. Listen, God had given me a song when I was about 14, 15 about preaching and singing. And I was like, oh, this is a nice song. I remember sitting at the bus stop and that song. And I ran. I did the running man. I ran, but God told me even then what he's called me to do. He told me that even then what he's called me to do. And the biggest thing is saying, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. God gave me this song, and you know, I just went on about my life. So, but I know what he's called me to do. And when you know what he's called you to do, guys, listen to this. You just got to stay focused and stay close to God. You stay close to him, he'll stay close to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Stay close to God. Lord, I need you. But I'm going to have this question for you guys tonight. How can you be in a good relationship with your creator and you don't like to be around him? How can we say we're Christians, but we don't want to be around Christ? We don't want to spend time reading the word for ourselves. I'm going to read the word on Sunday morning. No. And I'm encouraging you guys. I'm encouraging us. I know we get busy in our day. It takes some time to pray. It takes some time to say, Lord, please help me. Please help me live this life. Please help me move beyond, move past, move forward. That's what we're talking about tonight. Move beyond, move past, move forward. Please help me. But how can we be in a relationship with our creator? We don't want to be spend time with him. It's kind of crazy, right? Believe God's report for your life. I'm going to tell you guys tonight. If you will hear anything I'm telling you tonight, believe God's report for your life. There's a song that goes, we shall believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am healed. His report says, I am filled. His report says, I am free. His report says, victory. That's a song. Listen, believe God's report for your life. Faith is the vehicle to get you to the next level of destination. Faith. So as you're going through your life, you're on that path, listen, faith will get you there. Faith is the vehicle. You have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you to lead and guide me, and I'm going to stay in this vehicle. I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to live in faith. I'm going to breathe in faith. I'm going to speak out faith. I'm going to praise faith. I'm going to wait in faith. I'm going to believe faith. I'm going to hope faith. I'm going to walk faith. I'm going to speak faith. I'm going to talk faith. Faith is a vehicle to get you to the next level, your destination. So you want to keep faith in your mouth. You want to keep hope in your heart. You want to do these things. You want to believe these things. You want to stay and do everything you're doing in faith. Going to what? Going to what we talk about? Moving beyond, moving past, moving forward. Faith. Fear God and nothing else. Fear God and nothing else. There's a difference between being cocky and having faith in God. No, I'm not going to believe your report that I'm never going to be anything. I'm never going to amount to anything. I'm going to believe God's report. And I'm going to keep my eyes on the prize. I'm going to keep my eyes looking to the hills when it comes to my health. My help comes from the Lord. Let me tell you this, guys. Fear God and nothing else. People might call you cocky. But I'm going to say this. If you have that faith, I'm believing God for this. You might see me. I might be struggling today, but I'm going to believe God for better. I'm going to believe God for greater. I'm going to hope and speak life a situation. Let me tell these guys, I'm being, whoo, praise God. Let me tell these guys, I went to Atlanta in a car. My mom will tell you, I packed that car up. Now I only had a few bucks in my name, a few bucks to get me down there. My mom gave me. I had worked a little bit in between college, in between my freshman year and sophomore year. And I went down there with some of my things in the car. And I look around my place, and I said, wow, when did I get all this stuff? No, I just trusted God. I don't necessarily have a lot, but I have more than what I started with. In other words, I'm saying, guys, I was at a point where I was struggling. People might say something else. They made fun of me about going to school and getting my degrees. But listen to this. I say, I'm not going to fear God. I'm not going to fear what man has to say. What has God told me to do? God said, do you believe it? Do you want it? Then believe it for me, for yourself. And I have you. And then I look at where I'm at right now. And I'm only here because of the grace of God. Let me tell you that. And the sacrifices of a woman, of a praying woman, who's still right here to this day. So I one thing I learned is this: give people their roses while they're living. Give them their flowers while they're living. I'm here today because of faith and because of the woman who planted the seeds of faith into my life, who sacrificed to make sure that I had what I have. So I'm fearing God and not man. See, my mom taught me that. So all I am today is partly because of my mom. A lot of it is because of my mom. And then the lesson that God taught me when I was alone by myself for 16 and a half years. Fear God and nothing else. And I share that with you tonight to say this. Somebody might have been like, oh, he is struggling. You got these degrees and you're making X, Y. I'm not going to tell you how much I was making. I know I'm making some big money, but I wasn't. But I started off with faith and a few bucks. God bless me. I had some hills to climb, but I won't complain. And then I went through the roughest time in my life, guys, and I was ready to call it quits. Lord, where's my ticket to glory? And God was like, it's not your time. Oh, I have something in store for you. It's not your time. And I went through one of the worst times of my life, y'all. I'm being honest. Will Gregory amount to anything? Oh, listen, guys, fear God. And I look around. I say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Look where I've come from. Look where you brought me from. So I'm telling someone out there tonight, don't despise the small beginnings. Don't despise that. Guess what? You can move beyond. You can move past. And you can move forward. And guess what? Some things happened in my life that could have destroyed me. But guess what? Move beyond, move past, and move forward. I've experienced some rough things. So don't judge a book by its cover. The person might look clean and polished, but you don't know what God has brought that person to and through and has polished that person. You have no idea. So don't judge a book by its cover. Listen, believe God's report for your life. Believe that God has the best in store for you. Believe that God will open up the doors that need to be opened, will close the doors that need to be closed. Believe that God hears your prayers, and when he begins to work in your life, just know that God is still God, and he is still on the throne. It might look differently than you expected it to happen, but guess what? God will still do that thing in your life for you. He'll still work that thing out for you. Live by God's standards and no one else's. What does God's word say? What has God spoken to you or has shown you? Because God will show you, like Kathy said earlier, God will show you miracles and wonders. He will show you those things that you need to see in order so that you can move forward, move past, move beyond where you are right now this second. So if there's some struggles you have, Lord, help me in my struggles. Help me to make the right decisions. Help me to move beyond, move past, and move forward. So how do I do that? You must be willing to do something. Work. I hope I didn't scare you. You must be willing to work. Then listen, people come on and listen, they say, and God's word, God will do this, God will do. But what can you do? What has God given you? It's not about God just pouring to you. You have to be willing to say, Lord, I trust you. You have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to do what you've called me to do. Guess what? You've got to work. Let me tell you guys something. I praise God for giving me the desire to work. And there's some things that are really, really big. And I'm like, Lord, you're going to do that? But God says, you know, do the little bit I've called you to. Take that step. See, God has to break things down for me, because if he gives me a whole bunch of things, I'm like, I can't do that. I'm overwhelmed, but he gives me. So you have to know how God communicates with you, because God knows you. He knows you. He has to break some things down for me in steps. You know, do these first three things. Do those things. When I've gotten it done, it might be a break, and then here's another one. But guys, I'm telling you guys this. You must be willing to do something. You do something. The work God gives, you something to work with. See, you do something, the work. You do the work. Give God something to work with. Give him your faith. Put some action behind your talk. Put some action. We can talk all day. This sounds grand, but when it comes time to it, oh, Lord, I don't feel like doing anything. Well, can we do that the weekend? Lord, you know, I got this date tonight. I can't do that right now. Lord, you know, I'm supposed to go over here. That person asked me to do this. I can't do that tonight. No, you need to go ahead and do that thing that God's called you to do, because that goes along with the plan that he has in store for your life. So if this is a great opportunity for you to do something and God opens up that door, hey, you know what, can we reschedule this? The reason why I'm saying this, guys, because sometimes when we pray, Lord, move in my life. Lord, move in my life. Lord, I need you to move in my life. And then God begins to open up the door and we say, Lord, I can't do that today. I don't feel like doing that today, Lord. What about tomorrow? Then tomorrow comes, you don't end up doing it. So I want to encourage you, you got to do the work. Give God something to do, to work with. Action, do something. And the thing about it is that even if your perception is wrong, when you take that step and you're taking that step in faith, God will lead and guide you. Okay, you're going too much to the left. Let me bring you over to the middle. Okay, let me bring you to the right. Okay, let me help you so you can make the turn. You know, but be willing to do something instead of saying, you know, that's like a person with the one gift. you know, the one talent. Okay, I'm not going to do anything, Lord. I'm going to go and bury this talent. You know, Lord, I was afraid. I was going to mess up. I know you're a hard man. And you know, you were just serving. You didn't do anything with that money. You didn't do anything with that gift, that talent. You did nothing with it. You know, so if you're praying for God to move and God begins to move, don't be afraid to move. He moves, you move. Just like that. Be willing to do that. You know, so tonight, those come through, this is at the end of it, but we're talking about tonight moving beyond, moving past, and moving forward. You know, you must be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to do something. And listen to this, Jeremiah 29:11. Build yourself in the word. Feed your faith. Starve doubt and negativity. Starve it. Stand on that, on God's word, his promises, and watch him change your taste. Watch him change your life. Listen, God will do that. But you've got to be willing to do this. I'm going to tell you guys, enough of that message to just tickle your fancy. Enough of messages just to tickle your emotions. Listen, God's saying, look, let's get it right. Do you want to get it right? Let's get it right. And guys, whatever that struggle is, whatever your struggle is, whatever you're praying for God to do, be willing to make that step. And listen, guys, when God's trying to take you somewhere, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy, he's not your friend. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And listen, guys, one thing I say is that God's message, this message is not just for, and I'm about to wrap it up, it's not just for you. The message, first of all, for me. As a messenger, the message is for me to fly. And I'm sharing it with you, and most of you guys, some of you guys are going through the exact same thing. We're going through the same thing. That's coming, come every week, because our walk right now, this path that we're on called life, it's intertwined, right? I need you. You need me. And this seems like this is right where we are right now. And God is saying, look, listen, things are going to get better. Take that first step. Don't despise the small stuff. And God will use everything that you poured out to everyone else. God has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. He is able. And God's going to use everything he's placed inside of you to bring you out like a rose, to blossom you. And you're not going to even recognize yourself, because God has changed you. And you're saying, Lord, my situations have changed me. I'm a changed person. God will use what you've gone through to help you, in order to help you to do what he's called you to do. He can use everything. God can use our mistakes. You know, so I just want to encourage you tonight. Your past is not to have to define who you are. Do not be or live in shame. Your past does not have to define who you are. Do not live or be in shame. Do what God has called you to do. Move beyond, move past, move forward. How many guys are willing to move forward? If you're willing to move forward, wherever you are, say, I am willing to move forward. I will move beyond. I will move past. I will move forward. And are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do that tonight? I pray God's blessings over you. I pray hope over you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will consume your heart and your mind tonight. And what's been keeping you in that cage and not allowing yourself to be free, listen, God says that gate is open. Be free. Walk out and do what I've called you to do. Love me. Love yourself. Move beyond. Move past the shame. Move past disappointments. Move past heartache. Move past grief. Move past disappointments. Move past those things and move forward. Just be willing to say, I trust you. If you say, I don't know how to move forward, put your hands up and say, Lord, help me to move forward. Help me to move forward. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 says what? Revelation 3:20, right? Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. You know, if any man hear my voice, open the door, I will come in what? will sup with him, eat with them, and he with me. Yeah, Revelation 3:20. Listen, Jesus is right here, and you're not by yourself. Hey, Maria, you're not by yourself. I'm praying for you that you will be willing to trust him. I'm praying that you will help Maria right now, Lord, to move forward. Lord, help me to move forward. Help me to move beyond, move past, and move forward so I can be the person you've called me to be. And guess what? Revelation 3:20, he's right here. The Lord is right here. Whether you watch this right now, whether you watch this later, I'm believing and trusting that God, that the Holy Spirit is going to meet you wherever you are. And God will, Maria. And God will. God will. And I loose angels around you to protect you. I loose angels around you because, listen, we are in warfare. And I understand, guys, when God is moving your life, sometimes the enemy comes in like a flood, but the Lord will raise up a standard against them. Stay focused on God, not on what things are you might see, but what God's telling you. Don't be moved by what you see. God is bigger than whatever you're going through. And God will help you, Maria. God will help you. God will help you. God's going to help you see beyond where you are. Those different things you've been praying about, he's going to help you to see. He's going to help you because great is he who's in you, who lives within you, than he who's in the world. He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't forgotten you. He's opening up doors. He's closing doors. He's going to bless you with the things you need. He knows what you need even before you need it. But trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Listen, God is going to do this thing. God is going to do this thing. Some of you guys have been praying about some things, and God says, look, trust me. Faith without works is dead. Trust him. Trust him. And sometimes, guys, you have to speak it out your mouth. Sometimes you got to speak it into the atmosphere. I will trust you. So when you have those doubts trying to come against your mind, I will trust you. And understand, ask the Lord this. Show you the wolves in sheep clothing around you. Sometimes I say this, Lord, please show me the people around me who are not like you, who don't have a heart for you, who don't have a heart for me. Because some people are around you not for your best interest, but to see what you're doing. My mom would always tell me, everyone doesn't need to know your business. Some things you keep between you and God. You do what God's called you to do. When he moves, you move. When he tells you to be quiet, you be quiet. When you talk, when he tells you to talk. Maria says, if you will only trust him, trust me, God to move. Yes, indeed. Amen. That's right, Maria. That's right. God to move. God to move. God to move. And listen, this is your season. This is our season. Yes, yes, yes. Lord, I trust you. Yes, Trina. Lord, I trust you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. If you can believe God's God, God is real. He is real. This is not just to be on Facebook and look handsome, try to look handsome, look pretty. This is real. And God is real. God's going to meet you wherever you are. Holy Spirit, I pray you touch your people tonight. I pray, Lord, you'll touch your people tonight. Lord, I pray you'll touch your people, that your people will be covered by the blood, that they will walk in what you called them to walk in. Holy Spirit, touch your people's hearts. Speak to their hearts where they are right now. The fear, the pain, let it go. Lord, we're going to trust you tonight. Lord, we're going to trust you. We're going to trust your word. We're going to praise you. We're going to keep our focus on you. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Begin to thank God for wherever you are right now. Thank him for what he's done. Thank you for who he is. Because you have a chance. We have a chance. We're here today. One thing about this, guys, I don't profess to be perfect because I'm not perfect. I said, Lord, if you can use anyone, you can use me. Help me. Then I want to encourage you guys. When the Lord begins to bless you, understand that the enemy is right there. Guard your heart. Guard your mind. Guard your ears. Guard your eyes, what you see. Guard everything and speak life. Yes, no fear. No fear, Maria. God is greater. No fear. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. When God speaks to you, believe him. Believe his word. And if you keep on in Revelation chapter 3:21, it says, to him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. God is real. If you're willing to trust him, guys, if you're willing to trust him, God is going to move in this season in your life. If you are willing to trust him, like Kathy said, signs, wonders, miracles, you're going to see God move in your life. Trust him. Believe him. Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have thine own way. Have thine own way, Lord. Have your way. God, in Jesus' name, I pray you're moving your people's lives today. We thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Believe this, guys. Believe this. That God loves you. Moving forward, moving past, and moving beyond. Moving past. See beyond where you guys are right now. You might look around you and say, might say, Lord, how'd I end up right here? But Lord, I'm going to trust you, what your word says about me. I'm going to trust you, what your word says. It doesn't matter how old you are, guys. Listen, God can still use you. You can still be a light. You can still touch someone's life. Because people are hurting. Masks up. They have their masks up. When my cousins preached about masquerade ball years ago, with your trial sermon, some of us, we just walk around with our masks. But listen to this. God wants to heal you. God wants to free you. God wants to deliver you. You can move beyond. You can move past. And you can move beyond. You move beyond. You can move past. And you can move forward. God loves you. And never stop trying, Maria. Never stop. Never stop trying. As long as you're living, we're not going to be perfect, but you don't stop trying. You don't stop trying until you're God. You don't stop trying until you're God. We can be free today. And God wants you to see beyond where you are. And you might not see, you might say, Lord, I can't see beyond the next day. Well, just look forward. Just move forward. Take those small steps. Yeah, I know it's hard, Maria. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But keep trying, all right? Keep trying. Keep trying. You know, we're here, so, you know, prayer, you know, you can always inbox me for prayer. I'll pray with you. I pray for you, you know. And I just want to tell you this. I've seen what God's done in my life. And believe you me, like I said, I gave that testimony. I left with a card that my mom gave me. The card that my mom gave me and blessed me with. And some money. Went to a whole nother state. I did everything on faith. I didn't know what, but I believed God. And God led me. He led me. I felt led. God will do that thing in your life. I'm not where I used to be. I'm not where I want to be. But I thank God for where I am right now today. Move beyond, move past, and move forward. God bless you guys. God bless you. This life is real. This life is real. I got one of my spiritual fathers on here. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Pops? Thank you. Thank you. I didn't even know he was on here. God is real. And God wants to meet you where you are. God wants to meet you where you are. God bless you. Have a great night. And be encouraged, all right? Be encouraged. I'm encouraged tonight. Please pray for my ministry, Fire Heart Ministries. Thank you for coming on tonight. God bless you. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for those who are here, who have poured into my life. And one thing about it is that we're pouring into each other's lives. I want to say, God bless you. Be encouraged. All right, you want to sing something? Okay. You're kind of late, but I'm going to sing this for you, okay? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God bless you guys. Be encouraged and thank God for his amazing grace. Please share this on your pages. And I hope to see you guys next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you. Thank you guys for praying for my mom, keeping her in your prayers. I pray for each and every one of you. Love you guys. I'm excited. And I hope that you were encouraged tonight. What are some takeaways you guys are going to take away from tonight? Please type them in. The conversation will still keep on going even once this is ended. I still will respond. We still respond to each other. But just what did you get from tonight? What are you going to leave here with tonight, from tonight's message, from our talk, our discussion tonight? You know, how has this blessed you? I want to hear from you. God bless you. Thank you, Mama Ethel. Love you guys. Love you, Mom. Love you, Miss Annie. All you guys. I love you, love you, love you, love you. I want to say same names. I don't want to forget people who've come through and those who are coming through right now. Move forward, God first. I love that, Ben. Thank you. Move forward. I love it. Move forward, God first. Move forward, God first. God bless you guys. Be encouraged, and I look forward to hearing what you guys are going to say in these comments later. I'm loving Maria. Be encouraged. Love each and every one of you. Love each and every one of you. God bless you guys. Good to see you again tonight, Ben. Thank you, Pops, Jay, for coming through. Love you guys. Love you guys. Well, Sunday school teacher, love you, love you.